Okay, here we go. Short vort for Parsha Shmini, Parsha's Para Tavshin Pei Beis. Alun Shmini Tzuchus for Shulam Esther Tehila Bas Arya Tzipar Karmi Hashal Ben Reza Pesor Shachar Yisrael. So a beautiful idea from the Menachem Tzion, from Menachem Tzion Zaks, Zatzal, the grandson of Tzvi Pesach Frank. Vayisa Aaron Es Yodo Al Ha'am Vayivarchim Perek Tes Pasuch Av Beis. Pasuk says Aaron raised his hands and blessed Klal Yisrael. The Gemara in Sota tells us on Daf Lamed Chesam and Alf. Mikan Leberchas Kohanim Shehi Tuna Nisiyas Kapayim. From here we learn that when a Kohen does Berchas Kohanim, they have to be able to raise up their hands. And says Menachem Tzion, and other Svarim HaKadoshim bring this down as well, is what's the inyan of Es Yado Al Ha'am Vayivarchem? Why do you have to lift up your hands when you give the bracha? What does that symbolize? What's the message for us? He says an incredible idea. That sometimes in life, we're going through the motions, but our hearts aren't there, our neshamas aren't there, our thoughts aren't there. His, our job is to make sure when we're in the action, when we're doing the mitzvah, when we're present in davening and learning or spending time with our family, we have our hearts there. And if our hearts and our thoughts are not there, it's k'neshama b'bli gluf. It's like a body without a soul. We're not doing that. And our whole job is able to make sure that our whole essence, our lave, is in everything and everything we do. Parshas Parah, we, the Svarim HaKadoshim bring down the Ishbishar specifically. Purim, Parah's Lashon Purim. The whole Indian of Amalek, they tried to take the lave out of the Klal Yisrael. They tried to say, keep your Yiddishkeit to your head. The Judaism in your head, in your hands, right? But with the whole Indian by Moshe Rabbeinu, when you lift up his hands, the Mishnah tells the Rosh Hashanah, Chiyad of Moshe, the hands of Moshe, right, the Mishnah says, when Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hands, they won. And the Mishnah says, no, when the hearts of the Jewish people, when the hearts were there, then they were victorious. Parah Miloshon Purim. The whole job of Purim, the whole idea of Parshas Parah, is able to make sure that our hearts and our actions are interconnected. That when we're going through the mice and going through the motions, we're making sure we put our heart, our soul, and our emotions and our intellect, we're connecting with each other. And as Hashem Yisparach Siad D'Shmaya, we zochet to bring the Parah Duma and Yerushalayim Yakodesh. The more we connect our hearts to our thoughts, to our actions, to put our passion, our energy into our Yiddishkeit, as Hashem Yisparach, the more we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will see that we cannot live without Him. It's not just good enough to be able to have a living Yiddishkeit, but we have to be on fire with our lave and our passions and our emotions. Good Shabbos.